called This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife, number one, although I'm not too happy because, as you all know who listen to my podcast and are a part of my website, I had to pull my kids out of the public school system and put them into private school because I feel like my son was being discriminated against because he is a boy. And mothers who have sons, this is a big problem. It's getting worse in this country. Boys are not being treated the same as girls in school, and now they're trying to drug up our boys to control them. So with me I have on lawyer Robert Weiss with Rights for Americans because I want to know if I have any legal rights. Now, Robert, how are you today?
Thank God, Darla, and I appreciate you talking about this topic. This is a topic that needs to be discussed. It's a horrible situation. Boys at every level are far more likely than girls to be disciplined, suspended, held back, expelled. By high school, the typical boy is a year and a half behind the typical girl in reading and writing. The average 16-year-old boy has a reading skills of the average 14-year-old girl.
You know, Robert, I thought that there was a problem because I was getting emails from women all over the country over the past year telling me their stories about how their boys are being treated in school. And it seemed like every day I was getting an email from a mother saying, you know, Darla, I don't understand. They say my boy might have attention deficit disorder. He seems fine at home. And, you know, they go to school and the teacher's saying, oh, well, they have attention deficit disorder. So this one woman, Christina, wrote me and she said that both of her boys, the counselor wants to put them on Ritalin to keep them calm in school because they're out of control. This is in a school district where they cut gym out of school altogether.
It's a disgrace. Boys are young primates. If you ever go and you watch monkeys and gorillas, then young primates, they jump around, they play, they fight. They're just being boys. There's no reason to drug up. They've drugged up a generation of boys. There are over 2 million prescriptions right now written for Ritalin and related drugs. Almost every one of them is for boys. It's a horrible, horrible situation.
Well, you know, let me just tell you how I got to this situation because you don't know my story, but my son Connor he's smart. Thank God he's smart. So he's in his class. He finishes his work right away. He finishes his test right away. And then, you know, he's sitting there. He's bored. He's, you know, banging his pencil. He's jumping around in his seat. He's getting jittery.
He's basically being a boy is what he's doing.
Right. So the teacher is complaining, you know, Connor can't sit still. Connor's jittery, you know. And then I hear from his friend's mother that she's complaining about his kid. You know, Jacob can't sit still. Jacob's jittery. You know, it's hard for a kid to sit still for 9 hours.
It's almost impossible. It's medically impossible for a boy to sit still. When I was a young boy, we had 2 periods of recess, and we had a long lunch. Right now what they've done is they've cut out the 2 periods of recess. They've shortened the lunch period, squeezed a little bit of recess. There's about 10 minutes they can go play. And the first thing that is taken away from the kids, if they're disciplined in any way, the boys and the girls, is recess. So the fact is what they do is they exacerbate the problem by taking a kid who's got problems and then cutting out all his recess. It's ridiculous.
Right. So recess is very short now. It's like 15 minutes. But gym, I believe, should be every single day. The kids should be running around. They should be exercising. They should be getting some kind of physical stimulation. And, you know, I can't stand to sit still all day and listen to somebody talk. Never mind a kid who's 9.
Yeah, I'm 48 years old, and I still can't sit still. It's just a natural thing. Boys learn differently than girls. Boys are very kinetic. Boys need physical stimulation. It's just the way they are.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's if you look, I can't tell you how many boys do terribly in school, and then as soon as they get out of a school situation, they do wonderfully in business. CEO after CEO tells stories about how hard a time they had in school. You've got all these tremendously brilliant.
The teachers said that he was retarded.
Yeah, absolutely. It happens all the time. You almost never see that with a girl. You never see a girl who really underperformed in school and then performed tremendously well in life. Not nearly as much as you do with a boy.
Well, let's
it's
talk
just
about that.
Our schools are failing the boys, and we should stand up for our rights.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Back in, I believe, 1992, they came out with this huge campaign that girls were not being treated fairly and were not doing as well in science and math as the boys were. So this big campaign in the public school system to promote the girls, push the girls, push the girls. In the meantime, the boys have been forgotten. We have been watching boys starting to shoot away their classmates over the past few years because they're so miserable. And, you know, across the country, they're doing, as you said, worse on the test scores. They're losing hope. I had this other mom write me, this girl Tiffany, to say that her son got this horrible teacher when he was 14, and the teacher would say to him, you're never going to become anything. You're a loser.
You're absolutely.
Why are you bothering to come to my class? You're a loser. And the kid had, his self-esteem got so destroyed that, do you know, he dropped out of school? So this kid's whole life, Robert, is ruined by this one teacher telling him he's a loser. So a teacher can lift someone up or they can push them down. And I want to know, where's the recourse? Can she, why shouldn't she be able to sue that teacher for ruining her son's life?
Well, you know, it's a very, very difficult lawsuit. It Rights for Americans, we're right now looking into some of these discrimination suits against boys, and we're taking information. We're looking to bring a test case, but it is a test case, Darla. The vast majority of discrimination cases do not involve boys in schools. There are very, very few cases. The Supreme Court really hasn't ruled on the issue. It basically, unfortunately, like a lot of situations, people don't have the rights that they would expect. So, yeah, you have situations like this all the time where a teacher or the system will beat a kid down so that the kid just drops out of school. And you know what it's like to try to make a living nowadays with no school, no college. Right now,
what is a boy supposed to do? I mean, the only thing he's going to end up doing, I believe, is joining the army. And I think it's almost a cyclical, perpetual situation that it's almost as if the government, you know, isn't enforcing this, lifting the boys up, because I guess they figure, you know, when the boys fail, it's good for us. They'll come join the army.
Right, that is a way to avoid a draft. Well, I wouldn't go that far that it's an intentional thing. I don't think it's necessarily the government. I think what it is just a misunderstanding of the nature of boys. It's a little bit of misguided feminism. And, of course, the government is benefiting from this, because the only people right now, with all due respect, I mean, you know, considering how dangerous this war is and how difficult the war is and how many people getting killed, the people often who are going into the army are people who are having problems in school. They just changed the rules. There was an article in the paper today. It used to be that if you had a criminal conviction, you couldn't get into the army. Then they instituted waivers. Within the last 2 years, the number of waivers have doubled for criminal convictions.
Well, it was also that if you were taking attention deficit disorder medication, okay, like Ritalin or some other of the worst drugs than that, you weren't allowed to go in the army.
No
and
more.
Now they changed those rules.
No
too.
More. Absolutely not. Yeah, you're absolutely allowed to go in the army. And you know, listen, I know people myself who over their strenuous objection, boys joined the army. They were having problems in school. They were on some of this medication. It's just it's a natural thing. It's a very, very bad situation. It really is.
And you know, there are a few books out on the market that I really recommend, and one of them for any mother who has a young boy is Real Boys. And it talks about the emotions of a boy and how very sensitive they are. And if you destroy a boy's spirit, you know, between the ages of 9 and 12 during that time, it really will ruin them for life. So, for example, you know, all these kids have this great spirit. They go to school, and they're very interested in learning. And then through the years, they see that they can't keep up. They can't sit still. They're in trouble all the time for being a boy, for having these emotions, for going through puberty. And, you know, all of a sudden, they're falling behind, and their spirit's broken. And then the boys end up doing poorly all through high school.
Yeah.
And really, you know, the rest of their lives could be destroyed by these very few delicate years.
Yeah.
And where is the campaign for that? I want to start this, Robert. I want you and I, Happy Housewives Club and Rights for Americans, to join together to try and bring dignity back to our young boys, bring respect to them.
I think you're absolutely right, and it's very good work, and I'm honored that you're asking me to do it. We'd love to do it with you, Darla. If anyone's interested in Rights for Americans, go to www.rightsforamericans.com. Shoot me an email and tell me your story if you've got a situation like this, because we're actually looking for test cases. We're looking for cases that will impact the state of the law as it stands right now.
Well, this one woman, as I said earlier, Christina, now this counselor in her public school had the nerve to suggest to this lady that her two boys be drugged to calm them down.
Right.
Now, is this like Nazi Germany in America? Like, we're going to start, what's next? We're going to start drugging our water to make people docile?
It is very much. I mean, it's, I don't know if it's like Nazi Germany, but it's certainly like Big Brother. You have a situation right now, it's an unrelated topic, maybe we'll talk about it later, where there's mandatory vaccines for girls, for teenage girls. There's tremendous medical dangers with those vaccines, and nevertheless, they're mandated. So,
you know, I want to talk about that on the next podcast.
Yeah, we will.
HPV virus. We will save that for the next podcast, but that started in one state, but right now across the country there is this No Child Left Behind law, and if a child doesn't, you know, pass this test on a certain level, they can't go to the next grade. And you know who's doing the worst on these tests?
The boys. The boys are doing worse on any time, anything you could measure. 45% of the boys scored below the girls on grade level. 70% more girls than boys had exemplary scores in reading and writing. College admission, 57% of the college graduates are girls, only 42.5% of boys.
So, you know, as a happy housewife, my book is Happy Housewives, and I had a big
can't have a happy family if you're a mother of
this
a boy.
This is what I'm saying. But wait, it gets bigger than that. If you want, you know, to raise a family and live the old-fashioned traditional life, and you're a man, and you want to support your kids, and you want to be the breadwinner, and you want your wife to be at home, how is that going to happen when so many of these boys are failing? What is their future going to be like?
It's very, you know, it impacts everybody. It impacts the moms. It impacts the boys' future wives, their girlfriends, their own children. It's a horrible situation. You're right. It's something that has to be stopped right now. We've got to look at our boys as precious national assets. We can't look at them as things to keep under control. I mean, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of reasons for it. A lot of people, unlike you, have made decisions where they, you know, both parents are working. Often they're working many, many hours. They don't have time to deal with an unruly boy.
Well, that's another thing. Listen, my son, if you spend a day with him, I'm used to having a boy. They're jumping off the walls. But if I was working and coming home 8 o'clock at night and only seeing him for an hour, I would think he was crazy.
You're right.
I would be like, oh, my God, this kid, you know, he's got a problem. But no, he doesn't have a problem. This is the way they are. You know, they need to be run around. And like I said to this girl, Christina, I said, after school, get your kids out there. Get them running around. Do not bring them to be tested, you know. And she did that. She started putting the boys in more activities. She started to make sure they were in sports. And they became calmer during the
day. They do, and it's wonderful advice, but of course, it costs money, and of course it's difficult. It's hours after school. The school should be responsible. There's no reason to cut out gym and recess. There's no reason to.
Well, why isn't there a national law? Like, shouldn't that be mandated the same way the stupid ELA test is? Shouldn't gym be an everyday program? Why shouldn't that be every day? Especially when we have the highest obese levels in children in all of history.
It's absolutely
every
right.
Every other kid is fat.
And you know what's really interesting about this, Dahlia? You make a very, very good point. The reason that the justification for cutting out recess is because America's students are below the average of other industrialized countries in standardized tests like reading and math and everything like that. But when people get to college and when it comes to American business, that's not the case. American business is still the best in the country. And many times American business is staffed by the very same boys who failed in school. There's no good reason to do it. You're absolutely right. We should have, you know, mandated recess. We shouldn't be focused so much on these test scores. We should be focused on the development of the children.
Right. It doesn't make sense. This is it. I have to say, I feel like this is all purposeful. You know, when kids are fat and unhealthy and obese, they buy more Oreos and they buy more drugs for their kids, you know. And so what happens? The FDA gets richer and richer.
Yeah. You're right about
that. This is what I have to come up with.
There are very, very, very strong commercial interests in doing this. There's, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is unbelievable, unbelievably powerful. And, of course, they're making a ton of money on Ritalin, and there's been scandal after scandal on Ritalin. There was the advocacy group for Ritalin turned out to be funded secretly by the pharmaceutical companies who manufactured Ritalin. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, that's something I'm familiar with as a lawyer, and there's no doubt that it's here. But it goes a little deeper than just, you know, people trying to make money one way or another. It goes, I think, to our, you know, really the question of the soul of the country. You know, what are we, you know, what's more important? Is it more important to take the time to raise the boys right? I have three sons. Does it mean that we have to take more time with boys, that we have to teach boys differently than girls, that we have to respond to them as boys? I think that's really what we need to do.
I'll tell you what I think. The Darla Shine moment of truth. This is what I think. I think that enough is enough in this country. Let's realize what is supposed to be. Guess what? The men are meant to go to work. The women are meant to be home and raise their families. Okay, why are we trying to change everything in time? Men have more testosterone. They need to get out to be hunter-gatherers. Have, you know, they need to be doing, you know, things that involve action.
Right.
Right?
You're right.
And the girls
right.
can the girls can sit back, and they should be taught differently. And maybe we need to think like the way they used to think in the olden times, where the boys did more physical activity, and the girls did more of the cooking and the more of the regular stuff. Maybe over the past 40 years, we've tried to change the entire history of mankind. And we need to start realizing it's not working.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have changed history. If you look at virtually every society except ours has been organized along radically different lines. I think the reason that you know, feminism came is because there were women who said, listen, I could be just as good a lawyer. I could just be just as good a doctor, professor as a man. And that's true. But what's happened is they've shifted everything so that most of the women that I know who are working are not working because of feminist ideals, because they have to work. If they could, they would love to stay home with their children. They have to work because of the financial pressures that people are under. So, you know, I agree with you. We have to be very, very careful. We should not take any rights away. You can right now, you can fix this without taking any rights away from the women. There's no reason to take rights away from the girls, but there's definitely a reason to stand up for the boys' rights.
I don't want to take anything away from the girls. I want the girls to be educated. I want women to have their careers. I think it's fabulous. However, I think innately for us to say that, you know, everyone's equal and everyone's on the same plane is just a stupid comment, because we are not equal in every way. In many ways, we're very, very different. And
right.
I think we have to start recognizing that in our children and allowing those natural capabilities to come through.
You know, it's
allow
funny.
It to happen.
I agree
you know,
with
I
you.
Gave,
I agree with you so
you,
much.
When my son, was little, I gave him dolls to play with and trucks just for an experiment, and he automatically went with the trucks, and he started taking every single thing he could, even if it was a Q-tip, and turning it into a gun.
Yeah,
this is what boys do.
I know.
My daughter has access to both things, and she has taken every single thing that she can and has turned it into a baby doll and tried to change its diapers.
Now, you know,
anyone
who believes that there are no intrinsic differences between the genders has just not spent any time with young children. I remember at my son's 3-year-old birthday party, all the boys were sitting around winging hot dogs, throwing things at people, and the girls were sitting and playing nicely.
Yes,
it doesn't mean boys are bad.
No. It's the way it is, and nothing changes. My husband is still throwing food across the room at my son, acting like a goofball, and I'm yelling at him. Nothing changes. But, Robert, I hope that you will join me with Rights for Americans and Happy Housewives Club, and everybody who can hear this, and everyone, take a stand. Go to your public schools. Call your representatives. Let's get together, and let's try to change this. I say we need physical education every single day in school.
Well, we're going to do it rightsforamericans.com. And, oh, by the way, doll, I really appreciate you bringing me into this, because this is wonderful work. This is the kind of work that you know, is just a blessing for everybody involved. We're going to collect names on petitions, and we're going to start the process of organizing. We're looking for good suits, and we're definitely going to work together, and hopefully we'll get things changed. By the next time we talk about this topic, hopefully we'll have the right plaintiff, the right case, and we'll be able to start the process of bringing lawsuits to change this.
Yes, and I want, you know, this is what I want. I want it to be mandated to have physical education every day in schools. I want there to be, you know, it makes no sense that there's no gym, but yet they have vending machines with candy in it.
Yeah, again, the corporate interest behind that. You know, they have with the obesity, you've got just now schools starting to take a stand. Most of them haven't taken a stand. With the huge obesity, you've got Coca-Cola marketing in the school. How could a
right.
kid turn that down?
And mothers, listen to me. Very important. If your child, if you do have a son, and he is jittery in school, and if he is jumping off the walls, please don't give that boy soda. Don't give him sugar cereal. You can change behavior also through nutrition. So that also helps out. It gives you a little less, you know, for the teacher to complain about.
Right, right, right. And don't just accept the fact that he's a bad kid, you know, because he's acting like a boy. You know, he's not a bad kid if he can't sit still. He's not a bad kid if he jumps around. That doesn't make him a bad kid. A bad kid is if he, you know, is a bully. That's a problem. But if he's a regular kid and he's just, you know, has a hard time sitting in school, there's nothing wrong with him. There's something wrong with the school.
Right. They're not keeping the child stimulated. So, Robert, you have a great day. We're going to post this on the website. The moms are going to listen. And hopefully together we'll be able to make some changes in this country. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Dollar.